Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Avila reaches third base with a triple. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pierce. Rosen moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-1 in the game. Score strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatfield moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel catches it and throws to second to double up Hatfield. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 2 in the game. Score strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 3 in the game. Score is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Sherm Lawler. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss pinch hits for Fred Hatfield. Don Mossy now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Ron Northey pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.